The Confession of Robert Bales. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A judge has accepted the guilty plea of Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. He's the soldier who now admits to the one-man nighttime attack on two Afghan villages last year that left 16 people, mostly women and children, dead. He took a deal to avoid the death penalty, but the military was also eager to avoid a trial that would call attention to what repeated deployments can do to a soldier. We know that there are thousands of soldiers who endured the same stress as Bales was under and never came close to doing what he did. But it's also hard to believe that his circumstances didn't play some role, which is not to excuse what happened, but just to acknowledge the numerous reports of military wives that their husbands come back from deployment changed men. Sometimes more attentive, more grown up, but other times more distant, yelling in their sleep, throwing and breaking things, needing to be alone more, and sometimes just leaving without even a farewell. "I need a lot of space," one soldier wrote on a blog for military spouses. "I still respect and care for my wife, but I don't have loving feelings anymore. I'm not sure what changed me, but I have changed. I can't surrender myself to love," he wrote. Another soldier said, quote, "When I looked at my 12-year-old son, all I could see was the faces of children I had seen on the side of the road. I just couldn't take it." And still another wrote, "Everyone who comes back from a tour of duty changes. Some change a lot, some not so much, but in the end, you have to wait it out till he recovers from the things that happened out there." Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.